Okay, three. We're back. I accidentally clicked on a video and it fucking stopped the podcast.
Part
2.1?
Part
2.2.
Two? Two. Alright. Part 2.2. Sorry, we left off on relationships.
In conclusion, Steven's a dumbass.
I can be a dumbass sometimes.
You're going to learn real quick that I'm very mean to Steven.
He's a dick.
But a good one, if you know what I mean.
Hint, hint, ladies. Hit my mans up.
Even if you're in a relationship, I don't care. So finish your list.
Johanna, Kaya.
I feel like there's just one random ass one we're forgetting about.
I think it was.
It wasn't Kalila.
Wasn't Kalila.
Wasn't Chloe. Wasn't whoever the fuck I said earlier.
No, I think that was my. I think that's my list. Just those girls.
I like how they're all in the same friend group at one point.
Yeah, they all were friends at one point, and then they started hating each other because of who they were dating.
I can't believe fucking Crystal dated John Dobbins.
Me and John Dobbins are pretty cool. He's chilled.
What do you mean he's chilled?
I mean, he's single, and he's not dating Crystal. So, me and him are chill.
Were you guys not chill before?
I don't think he liked me before.
A lot of people didn't like you.
But we had a class together and we started liking each other.
A lot of people thought you were a prick.
I was a prick in middle school.
And high school.
I was a prick freshman and sophomore year.
And then the two years I was... Maybe when you're just with me, you're a prick.
Yeah, I'm just with you, I'm a prick. And then after those 2 years, you moved and...
You thought...
Nah, why be a prick to anybody
else? I don't know why I didn't tell you. I thought I told you.
I don't know. You just left, and I was like, what the fuck? Where'd he go?
I'm like, yeah, I moved schools. I'll talk to you in another 2 years. Oh, you want to come to my 18th birthday party? Sure. Okay. I'll talk to you in another 6 months.
God, I got a fucking itch on my leg.
Was that the first joint you smoked?
What?
Was at my party.
No, the first time I smoked with you is...
No, the first joint.
We've never smoked a joint together.
Oh my god, you're so fucking sweet. Yes, we have.
No, we haven't. Yeah. I swear to god.
My birthday party, when I got my ears pierced, we went up to the view, or the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Riley. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I do remember now. Yeah, that was the first joint I've
seen. And we couldn't go to the fucking movie because you forgot your ID.
I didn't forget my ID.
Yes, you did.
Well, I had a school ID, but I don't think they would have accepted it.
You didn't have an actual ID.
No, I didn't have an actual ID. And then I got my mom.
And so I'm just like, I'll get my ears pierced.
And then I got my mom to get me an ID later on down the road. And you have your fucking ears pierced.
Still got
just because, fuck it.
I was a little bit buzzed. I kind of wanted them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see how they look. And it just kind of stuck.
Just stuck.
I think it kind of fits my style, though.
Yeah. It does.
I think they look good.
Oh, lordy.
That was your finger?
That was my fingers.
God damn. Let's look at what my neck sounds like in the morning, and that's it. Jesus,
oof.
Dude.
Oof.
I'm gonna fucking turn into a gremlin with all these pops.
Oof. Oh, there we go.
I wish I could do that with my back, man. Mine always hurts.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I can only pop my back on the rare occasion where I breathe in deeply at the exact moment. It's like it wants to pop.
Pop when it wants to.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't fucking pop over shit. I've tried twisting my back. I've tried the little fucking weird person kind of picks you up. None. I haven't been to a chiropractor, though. Kind of want to go.
I mean, I can pop everything because I have muscle and flexibility and all that jazz. I can pop my upper back where my ribs are with my shoulder blades. I just hold my rib cage at the very bottom and push backwards.
Does that mean you're flexible enough to suck your own dick?
No, I can't do that. That's stomach flexible, and I don't have that. I don't have that.
Yeah, I can't either.
Back doesn't go that far forward.
I can't believe we both just did that.
Try to suck our own dicks?
See if we could do it.
Yeah, we could. Sad day. Hey, it's midnight.
Happy March 2nd.
Happy March
2nd.
2019.
Someone's going to find this in 30 years and be like, what the fuck are these kids doing?
What the fuck are these guys doing? They were still doing drugs? What?
Whoa.
These guys are old. And then they're going to hear the date and they'll be like, oh, these guys are really old.
We're fucking 19. In 30 years, we'll be fucking 40. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
In 30 years, we can have a whole ass fucking family and career.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, not it. We could. We are.
Oh, yeah. 30 years is
going to fuck us up. Here.
Huh?
We won't even be close here. We'll be down wherever.
Yeah. Unless your grandpa wanted to give away the property.
I'm getting the property.
And then when he does give it away.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it.
Keep it.
I'm probably going to fucking plow this over and build a new house. And have this as a little bit of like a getaway property.
Yeah.
Like a weekend.
Just something to have in the...
A weekend getaway. And then I could just pull my fucking cars up here and fix them.
Or fix up all his old cars.
I'd rather do that with him, though.
But if you do that, I get top garage. Or no.
Fuck you.
I get bottom garage, because the bottom's smaller.
No. I get both of them.
Where am I going to fix the Roadrunner?
You can build your own goddamn fucking garage.
Where the fuck am I going to fix the Roadrunner?
You can build your own goddamn garage.
Build my own damn
garage.
Or
can use one of mine.
I'll ask to borrow one.
You're not getting the whole thing. I'm just giving you enough for him to fix your car.
Just enough for him to fix the car.
I have you... the room to pull your car in
and do all the work around it.
Yeah,
but if you need another car in there, I'll gladly pull it back out and put it back up in the barn.
I don't think I'll have as many cars as he does now.
No,
if it's my choice, I'll probably
sell some of them.
Sell like half of them. I don't really want to, but fucking hell, I need to, or I would need to.
Yeah. Just have a few memorabilia cars.
I'll fucking print out some pictures. No one's touching my Camaro, though. Or my Bel Air.
No.
Or my Dragster. I'm keeping my fucking Dragster.
Or the Roadster. Or the Roadrunner.
I thought you wanted to fix up... Oh, I guess that one's a fucking Roadrunner.
Yeah, that's the Roadrunner up there.
I thought you were talking about the orange one.
No.
Fucking, hopefully the horse will be dead in 30 years. Fucking, I live with it almost 20 years.
He's still fucking alive.
Somehow. Old ass fucking bastard. He hates me.
I like that summer where he kind of poked his head in through the door. He's like, what the hell are you guys doing on here?
He's like, hey, how's it going? What you guys doing?
What you guys doing up in this bitch?
Eat me some of that bread.
You guys got any spare food? Kind of low.
Yeah, I know I got grass, but I kind of want some of that premium shit.
I want that premium.
I want that good, good.
Human shit.
I want that good, good.
I like Bender, but I can see that he's a dick.
It's a massive dick.
He has a massive dick. I can see he is a dick.
Dude, he tried to shove me off the path the other day because I had to go over there and help old man fix up the truck.
Yeah.
And I was walking down the path, he kept fucking bumping into me. I'm like, dude, stop.
Do you fucking mind? I'm walking here.
Every time I push him away, he tries to smack me. And fucking swing his head around. So I just stop. He would stop, I continue. Stop. Continue.
Just.
And he like stood right beside me the whole time we were working on the car.
Just watching him be like, you're in my pasture now, buddy. You better watch yourself.
And while he was like, hey, come get some hay. And he's like, whoa, food?
Whoa, bro.
And followed him.
You got some of that hay? I'll take some of that, my guy.
What's your life plan?
Life plan?
Like, what the fuck are you going to do for a career?
Probably be a teacher. But I'm just getting experience with younger kids now, so I can have it on my
record. So you're going to be in elementary school?
Yeah, so I can have it on my record when I take...
You should go to Eastern if you're going to become a teacher, because they're a good teaching school.
I'll probably see if they have an online course for it, because they might. Because I have experience with children, and I'll still be working with the children and doing college. But I'll probably apply for that when we get an apartment. I'll try to enroll.
Stop calling an apartment. You're confusing me.
A house. When we get a house. When we get a house, I'll probably enroll or apply for college to become a teacher. And then I'll just go between work and college. Work and college. And...
balancing a social life and a girlfriend.
Balance all these things together. And then when I have that all done and complete, I'll probably apply to a school to be like a substitute teacher, because you got to work for a sub. You got to be a substitute teacher for a while.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you got to be a teacher's assistant for a while, and then. You become a substitute teacher, and you get called in for sometimes, some days, all around the schools. And then when you gain enough experience doing that, then I think you can apply for a teaching job, like full-time. And they assign you to a class, and you get to teach that class. And
you're like, what the fuck is up, kids? I'm going to teach you how... Oh, wait, it's elementary school.
It's elementary school, so they're probably learning pluses and
I'm thinking about high school.
Everything else.
I'm thinking about just a classroom full of seniors be like, the fuck's up.
My name's
Steven.
Chad. And,
I thought your name was Jack for a second. That's why I paused.
I do heroin.
My name is Chad. I snort whey protein and I fucking shoot heroin. Let's go lift some weights, bro.
Let's go lift some weights. I'm down for my fourth period class.
If you don't bench at least 350, get out of my class.
No, a lot of kids I worked out with, or the kids I'm working out with, they're nice kids. Just
assholes.
They still have that, they still need to learn the ability to control their emotions so they don't argue as much, so they don't talk back as much.
Well, that's on their parents.
Yeah, that's their parents, but...
parents are doing a shit job if you have to teach them.
As a teacher, for a student aid for school agers, some of them still have trouble doing that, and I'm trying to help them along
and learning.
Some of them are fucking stupid, guaranteed. But I'm just trying to help them along the process of... learning when to say okay, I'll listen.
and when to say bitch fuck you to South Korea.
And what times are appropriate to say that, and what times are not appropriate to say that.
I feel like I'd be a good uncle.
Definitely a good uncle.
I'd be the greatest fucking uncle.
Bro, if
hey,
I
kid,
had...
you want to learn some cuss words today? Bitch.
If I had a kid, you guaranteed are going to be uncle number one.
Bro, your kid's going to love me.
Don't fucking doubt it.
I'm going to do a lot of bad shit with your kid.
As long as you don't get him hooked on any hardcore drugs, I'm fine with it.
That's on him. Or her.
That's on it.
Preferably him.
Preferably him, yeah.
If it was a her, I'd probably be too protective.
If it was a her, you'd probably take her, like, shoe shopping or...
Yeah, I wouldn't do drugs with her.
No.
Unless she was like, hey, do you smoke weed? I'd be like, why do you want some?
And then you're going to tell her all the times we had smoking weed. And
I'm
going to
tell her how you were fucking so against it. And then one day I jokingly said, hey, let's smoke some weed. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, what?
What the if she turns out like that, I'll let you tell her what I've been doing or what I did in the past.
If I remember.
If you remember.
I'll fucking, dude, I'll show her this podcast.
So that.
Or him.
So that she'll see me in a different light.
She'll be like, my dad's a fucking idiot.
My dad's a fucking dumbass.
Why did mom let him do this?
Correct, I am a dumbass. But. That's for you to tell them, not me. So the kid's doing drugs and I think they're doing drugs, I'll be like, yo, Peyton, you should see if she does this, but wait till she's legal before even trying that.
You know, I'm just gonna bust in your house and be like, what's up, bitches, you do drugs?
What's up, bitches?
I feel like Gabby's not gonna like me later in life.
Probably not. Well, depends on if she'll probably still be smoking for her stomach.
But you know how I am.
Yeah. You're just open flowing. Just
open flowing. Doesn't give a shit. Ball of happiness.
Yep.
The only thing that bring me down is finding out I don't have as much weed as I thought I did.
But you have to let her ask you.
If it's a dude.
Then let him ask you.
Alright, I was going to say, if you have double standards, that's messed up.
Because, surprisingly, kids get along with their uncles a lot better than their actual parents.
Because we tell them the stupid shit you did. Yeah. And your actual brothers probably don't know what you actually do.
No, I haven't told any of them anything.
Does anyone in your family know you smoke?
No.
How? We showed up at your house high so many times.
I've just gone straight to my room and gone to bed, so they don't get the chance to actually figure out
one
what
one time
I've been
I actually
doing.
Had a full-on conversation with your parents.
Yeah.
Baked.
I did too.
And I'm like, how the fuck am I doing this?
But I kind of distract them with something, so I'll get them, like, Krispy Kreme donuts, and then I'll open the box and be like, I got you donuts. And then set
I
it on
them fucking directly in the eyes.
And then set it on the kitchen counter and then leave. Or I'll have my back to the lights so my eyes don't seem as red.
I was standing at the top of your stairwell. Fucking, they're like, Steven, your friend's here. And I'm looking them dead in the eyes, baked.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fucked.
I'm fucked. Nah. It was just... I still think you're the good kid that you are.
I was never a good kid.
I know. I've been telling you you're the good kid just to keep hanging out with you.
I mean, they don't really have any say anymore.
No, they don't have any say of what I do anymore.
You could just randomly tell them and be like, yeah, Peyton's a huge ass pothead and see what they would do.
Yeah, Peyton's just a fucking drug addict. I just hang out with him. Well,
I feel like they want to believe you.
Well, my dad knows I smoke weed. Or knows I do smoke weed. Or he still
did.
Thinks I don't anymore. Because I smoked a joint in my room.
You told me. tell the podcast.
So I smoked a joint in my room, thinking that nobody would smell it, and I would get away with it. I was so high that I was believing everything I was thinking. So my dad came into my room, and he stole the joint that was sitting in my little, like, ashtray, so to speak.
I thought you were sitting by your window having a puff, and then your dad walked in.
No, I was gone. I was at work. He took the joint and put it in a plastic bag, and then he walked into my room later and said, "What's this?" And I said,
"Well, it's marijuana."
"Well, what's it look like?" He goes, "Well, it looks like a joint to me." And I go, "Yeah, that's what it is." He goes, "Okay, well, why are you smoking this in the house?" And I go, "Because it helps my mental state." Because I
can't tell if I'm drunk or high right now.
Probably both.
I'm really focused on your face, and it's half dark, half light, and it's kind of blurry.
Half dark, half light, blurry. Yeah. But I basically told him that it helped me with my anxiety and what I'm thinking about and everything, because that was before I broke up with Shelby, and I still had the thoughts of her doing what she did going through my head as a possibility, and it was just bad times for me. So I smoked it with you and discovered the sensation of smoking with you, and it made me feel happier. It made me feel less stressed about everything. And he was like, "Well, we do have Medicaid, so you can use some of our Medicaid to get you actual treatment instead of using this crap." And I went, "But it's not crap. It works. It works a lot better than what any doctor can sell me that doesn't have a worse side effect." "Oh, are you taking anti..." "No, you take an anxiety reliever pill. And, like, one of the side effects could be..."
"Death."
"Can cause even more anxiety." It's like, well, I don't want the chance of having more anxiety.
I mean, you can have a bad high.
I had a good high.
Have you ever had a bad high?
No.
Shit fucking sucks.
No, I just usually get really paranoid, but it's not a bad high. I just get paranoid.
I'm pretty sure I just had really motion sickness, and that's why I threw up. When I was
Road
robbing.
Motion sickness would do that. But he knows that I do smoke it for my mental health. And I think he told Mom that I smoke it for my mental health and my anxiety. And that...
I can't open my eyes all the way.
And that is where... Do you want to go to bed? Do you want to go to bed?
I'm good.
You're good? Dear Lord.
I think it's really kicking in now.
But I think they know I smoke it secretly, but they're not 100% sure, because I took that joint and the other joints and I gave them back to Shelby when I went over to her house.
It surprises me that she smokes.
I went over to her house and dropped all of her shit off and called it that.
You should have gave me the joints.
I know, I fucking messed up on that one big time. And then he said, "I don't want this on my property again. And do you know what would happen if you were caught with this?" And I went, "Yeah."
Do you know how many times it's been on his property?
I went, "Yeah, but it's legal for me."
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
They signed a law saying that the smoking age for marijuana...
Oh, fuck that shit. I forgot about that. Fuck off.
...was 18.
Fuck off. Fuck. Don't you dare fucking say
it. And they had an amendment raising it to 21.
Shut up. Shut. Shut your damn ass.
All of us
mouth.
That are 18 or older get grandfathered in. So.
Y'all fuckers didn't even hear a word he goddamn said.
Probably not. Because you were fucking speaking over me, calling me a bunch of shit names. But. He knows I probably do it over here.
What else are you going to fucking do in the middle of goddamn fucking nowhere? I don't want this shit ass fucking.
Well, that's my lighter.
Your lighter's fucking blue. That's Bob's.
Oh, why did you like this one? This one's good.
I hate it. It has the safety.
Oh, it has the safety pin on it.
I hate safety.
Shit. But anyway. He knows I smoke it. He just doesn't want it on his property.
I don't know if my dad remembers if I smoke or not. I know my stepmom does.
But
they don't really. My cousin and my brother do.
They don't ask if I'm high. They don't bother asking what's going on. They just fucking. I'm not doing it on their property. I'm not breaking their rules. And they're happy with it. I don't think they're the happiest that I'm using it when I could find other ways, but this way is practically the best way to get out of that, like, stress zone. And it's healthy for you. It's beneficial. It doesn't have too many harmful side effects unless you get a bad high. And it's just one bad high, and you do it again, you get another good high. You are fucking stoned off the rafters, my guy.
I am.
You guys can't see this, but he's fucking going, ooh, ooh. It's fucking insane. He's fucking staring off into fucking God knows where. God damn it, Peyton. Yeah, but I'm guessing they know I do it. It's just not on their property. They ask if I still vape, and I'm like, yeah, I still vape. It also relieves stress, and it's much healthier than smoking a cigarette.
Fuck too.
I don't like cigarettes. So I vape. And they don't like it on. They don't like me smoking on the property, so I don't smoke on the property.
That's how I was with my parents.
I don't smoke on the property, and they're okay with me not smoking on the property. I smoke everywhere else but my property.
I've smoked in front of their house before.
I don't doubt it. As soon as I get outside and off the curb, I'll take a hit right there, and if I don't care if they see. I'm off the property.
I don't like that your fucking little ass brothers, or whoever sits in the fucking window, tiny shit.
Noah, Maddie, Mary.
Whoever the fuck it is. Those always peeks out their window.
Those fucking three always look out the window.
And I'm like, what's up, bitch? It's me again.
I don't know. They're weird little shits.
Oh, that's at
58.
I'm like, it's been another hour.
It's been another fucking hour? What the fuck? No, it's been 28 minutes.
Why aren't you getting blasted the fucking outer space like I am?
Because I'm trying to keep this conversation going.
I can keep this conversation going high off my fucking ass.
I'm fine. Pass me the fucking bong and I'll take a hit.
No, fuck you. That's my bong.
Fuck you.
Do it.
No, fuck you. Get out of here. Fuck you. It's my land. Fuck you.
You can't say get out of here at my own fucking house.
God damn it. Oh, shit. Where's... Which one's mine?
The blue one.
This is the blue one? God damn it.
I dropped a fucking...
That shit's still good.
I dropped like two fucking nugs.
You dropped two nugs?
I'm upset.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I picked them up though. What do you mean, are you kidding me? You smoke like half a bowl and then waste it. Don't come at me with that bullshit.
But yeah.
Pterodactyls real?
What?
How the fuck were pterodactyls real? How are they a thing? That's weird. They're like fucking giant rats.
They're dinosaurs.
But they're giant rats.
They're a lizard.
They're giant bats.
They're a lizard that developed wings.
They're giant bats.
Lizards they're that developed bats. Wings.
Giant ass motherfucking bats.
You know what I think? How all of this life came to be? when the comet struck the Earth, it incinerated mostly everything, but there was still some sort of
thing.
Nucleic thing that got left over, like nucleic remains, and that just combined with years of aging and growing, that it started to form a bacteria and started reproducing itself again. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, it's a layer of smoke. Bro's fucking seeing shit. But it formed bacteria, and the bacteria started to grow things. And those things turned into...
penis.
A smaller bat. A penis. A fucking... a rat. A fucking... armadillo.
If I was 6'9", I would snitch.
6'9"?
You don't know about Tekashi 6'9"?
I know about Tekashi 6'9".
Yeah, if I was in his situation, I would snitch.
He did.
Some people are calling him rat saying they wouldn't snitch. I would snitch.
If my life got sentenced to fucking 40 years...
there's either 47 years in prison, or confess and you're free.
47 years, you get out when you're 60, 70. Because he was 30.
No. He's in his 20s.
He was in his 20s?
No, he still is. It's not like he's dead.
God damn. Well, he is in prison. So.
What?
Is he in prison or no?
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
He's working with the government, so not really, but I don't really know.
But he did snitch. I think he called 21... was it 21 Savage?
Has this dude ever looked fucking British to you?
Yeah.
Huh, maybe he has.
Funny how 21 Savage looks British.
If y'all don't understand that, you can hop off my fucking podcast.
Don't say that, because then they're gonna do it.
Well, I don't fucking want their stupid ass fucking bitch ass motherfucker face here.
Goddamn. This is where we market NSFW. Welcome to the 18 plus site.
I think it was not safe for work as soon as the first bond hit.
First bond hit? Well, they don't know what it is. I mean, it could just be bubbling. It's just the water heater.
Water heaters don't sound like that, bro.
Some of them do. Some of them
go blah, blah, blah. I was smoking tobacco through a... what's this thing called? Bonds.
A bong. Voice crack.
Bow.
Bow, my cat.
I got the fucking wiggle stuck in my head.
What?
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy.
Fruit salad.
Yum, yum. You ever heard of psycho salad?
No.
So, you know the song Psychosocial by Slipknot?
Oh, is it where they just dub them over each other?
Yeah.
I've seen that. That fits fucking perfectly.
It's perfect. Coincidence?
I think not. You know what movie I want to see a remake of?
Hmm.
It's fucking Spy Kids.
Yeah, Spy Kids, they need to make a new remake. They made a remake of Hellboy.
That looks shit.
Yeah, it looks pretty crappy. But I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Because it's...
you gotta go on a Tuesday because then tickets are like $5.
Yeah.
I had a fucking question. I freaking forgot it. That's why I don't like being high, because I fucking forget shit, man.
I forget shit all the time when I'm high.
Huh?
I forget shit all the time when I'm high.
Forget me?
I forget shit all the time online.
Yes, you should.
There's a lamp, and then the plug-in cord looks like it's fucking sucking something. You see it?
Fucking some lamp dick.
Doesn't it look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's a really weird sight, people. It's just... Now that he's said it, I can't stop looking at it. God, it's fucking weird.
It almost looks like it has hair on it, too.
It looks like, yeah, the top piece is the hair.
Oh, and the little two things underneath are its arms. Yeah. And hands.
Well, I think it's kind of like smiling. It's like at the very bottom before it hits that little neck piece, before the switch. That little black piece looks like a smile.
That black piece is the fucking dick. Let's mount one down one on.
No, a little bit up and to the right of it. There's another little black thing. It looks like a smile. So it looks like, yeah, I'm getting a blowjob. And the other one looks happy to give it. I have no idea.
Maybe we should just end it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, we're gonna end this one. Episode 1, part 2, point 2.
If the other one uploaded. If not, y'all are fucking confused and...
You have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, probably by now. I mean, like, the first part where we're talking about girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck?
How the fuck did they get to this conversation?
Who the fuck are these?
Who is this dude?
New podcast, who dis?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna end it. Hope you all have a good night, if you're listening to this.
I love you.
Good day.
I hope you have a wholesome day. And that your life is great.
I don't know how to end it.
That's it. I love you.
Peace.